What's up, y'all? This is Raina with Raina Says, and man, a lot has happened, a lot has been going on, and this has been some very trying times for our communities. And I say that because, outside of the obvious, but also because this is a time where we are getting a lot more attention on what's been going on to the Black community this time than any other time I've seen in the last decade. And I mean, I have never seen Black Lives Matters posted all over major corporations, Fortune 500 websites, companies taking a stand. And I'll tell you, it's a bittersweet feeling because on one side, it's like, yes, finally, someone is listening. Someone hears us. Someone knows what's up. They see what it is. They see what we're going through. But on the other side, it's like, well, is this pandering? Are you guys just going with the flow so you don't look like you're part of the problem? Do you really care? Do you really understand? And I think it's a combination of both, actually. I think that some companies are like, whoa, this is a problem. This is like, you know, we're going to stand up for this. But I also feel like some people would feel more comfortable if they didn't have to speak up or they didn't have to say anything at all. And now is the time to say something. While all these companies are speaking up and doing something, you kind of are forced as a company and as a corporation, as a person, to say something. Just going on with your life like nothing's happened in this time when so many people are talking, you just can't do it this time. And, you know, it's uncomfortable for a lot of people. Obviously not for us, because we've been uncomfortable. For African people and African descended people, we've been going through shit. So this is not necessarily the worst situation for us. It's more so like, damn, all right, cool. Like, if you want to listen, all right. But the bittersweet part comes when it's like, but do you really understand? Are you really listening? Najee and I had a long conversation with a friend of his who asked, like, you know, what's wrong with All Lives Matter? What's, you know, what am I missing? Do you feel like you've actually been oppressed in America? Or do you feel like you face police brutality or just any type of discrimination? And we gave him an hour of conversation letting him know. And he's like, wow, I really understand. I feel it. This is like so eye-opening. Thank you so much. And soon after that, maybe a week later, he sends us a Candace Owens video with the caption, just a different perspective. What are your thoughts? And it was like, damn, bro, so you don't get it. You don't understand. You don't understand that this is something that is really happening to innocent African American people. It's happening to innocents. It's happening to the criminals. It's happening to the pregnant, the non-pregnant, the fathers and mothers, the little boys, the little girls. Everyone is treated like this. And to send a Candace Owens video as a response back was very concerning to me. And it proved to me that for this particular person, they didn't really get it. And they wanted to hear something that kept them back, kind of brought them back to their comfortability, brought them back to where they felt good, you know, and that was sad. Now, I'll tell you, one thing that I my thoughts on this, and this is from me as a woman that comes from a very mixed family, where I have family that is Caucasian, family that is Black, family that, you know, all types of different people in my family that I'm related to. I can tell you that I do not believe that people understand what racism really is. I think that we have had an issue with thinking that racism is the KKK or police brutality, where you know, you seek out a Black person and you think you can kill them because they're Black and you'll get away with it. Maybe you're not thinking that deep into it, but that's, you know, the mentality where you can just say, like, you know, I was in fear for my life. Look at them, they're Black. I think that we have really tried to make racism this big, bad, huge creature of a monster instead of recognizing that racism is the subtle actions of everyday people towards Black people that shows that you are more important than them, that shows that you do not value them, their lives, their children, their values, their thoughts, their education, their creativity, the small, simple things that you do when someone walks past you and you grab your purse just because of a prejudice. The small, simple things you do when a black person is supposed to be on the diversity committee and you have a white woman running it. Those small little things that we do every day to keep the foot on the black man, black woman's neck, that's racism. And I think I've noticed that a lot of people I know, family, friends, everybody, doesn't understand that that is racism. They don't get that. So when we're having these conversations with people about racism, they're like, well, I'm not racist. I don't do anything like that. When was the last time you hired enough black people where your staff looked like you had a real mixed staff? You think that hitting a quota of one black person that qualifies for the job is okay? Like, really? Like, come on now. You think that by having one black friend that you have now diversified yourself? Let me just throw this out there. Nancy Pelosi, who I love, became a victim of what a lot of non-black people become victims of, which is having one type of group, you know, one group of people or one type of person and thinking that represents us all. She has gone through a lot of scrutiny, a lot of backlash for wearing kente cloth, right? And to her defense, she was told by the Black Congressional Caucus that this would be a sign of respect. This would be a sign of showing the African community that you're with us. Where actually, it was so off the mark. And I can't blame Nancy, really. I can't. Because it's like, kente cloth is a Ghanaian, it's from Ghana. It's an African print from Ghana, and it's beautiful. But it's from Ghana, and it's been used as African print everywhere. To choose kente cloth, in my opinion, for an African American that is a black American was so off the mark because, one, we don't know if he's from Ghana. So it would make more sense to use a print or a flag or a color that actually represents him more. You could have used the Pan-African colors, red, black, and green, if you wanted to. I think that actually would have been more respectful. You could have just used the American flag because as much as we don't feel connected to America as Africans, that is an African-American and it's his flag just as much as it's anyone else's flag. So he should, that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we... The kente cloth was so off the mark. It was so weird to me. It did not make any sense to me. When I found out that other black people are the ones that recommended it, this proves my point that we cannot think that by having a few black people around us, that represents the collective thought of black people. You can't just decide that because a few of them have that banded together represent how we feel as a collective. That's not enough. It has to be a consistent conversation. With a multitude of different types of people, young black people, old black people, middle-aged black people from a different country, black people from America, black people that immigrated here, black people that have grown up in the south side of Chicago, black people have grown up in the fucking Beverly Hills. You have to get the perspectives of everyone and then from there decide what makes the most sense for us. What makes when I say you and for us, I obviously don't believe that Caucasian people should be making the most sense for us. But I'm just saying that we can't just expect people to understand African struggles if they don't take the time to understand all African people, all African descendants. I mean, imagine the white people that just watch Candace Owens and her dumb ass. Just watch Candace Owens. And they're like, well, there's a black woman that's speaking. She's making sense. So, you know, it's been a very interesting road these last couple of weeks. I'm shocked by it all. I think it's very interesting. I don't know what's going to come from this. I do think there's a lot of change that's going to happen. I think it's a shame that the change had to happen in the face of riots, looting, and adversity, because when George Floyd died, there was no change coming. What changed was the looting, the rioting, and the protest. That's still going on in a sense. That is what got the attention of America, and it's a shame that it had to go that far. But with that being said, I guess we just gotta wait and see what's gonna happen, right? We gotta see what the world is gonna bring us, and hopefully we have some of these beautiful young black people, Hispanic people, Latinos, Asian, white people step up and for what's right and we all work together the way we've been working and get closer and closer to the ultimate goal, which is actual equality, which we've never had. We've never had that here. As much as people think we've gotten close, we haven't. So let's just see what happens.